ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולדעת נגבי עזר השם יתברך, פרשת לך לך. And we see right at the beginning of the parasha, the pasuk said, ויאמר אדוני אל אברהם, לך לך מארצך ומולדתך ומבית אביך אל הארץ אשר אראך. And then he continues and tells him, ועשך לגוי גדול ואברכך ואגדלה שמך ויהיה ברכה. He gives him all kind of ברכות. After he commanded him to leave his town and to leave his family, to leave everyone, to start a journey until the place HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show him. I saw here Rashi brings down, famous Rashi, but Rashi said, Lech lecha lahana'atcha ul'tobatcha. That means even though I'm commanding you to leave your parents and to leave your family, to leave your town, to leave everyone in your town, this on its own supposed to be something very hard for you, but I'm giving you habtaha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that this is going to be for your benefit. Lahana'atcha ul'tobatcha. And Rashi is medayek from the double language. The pasuk said lech lecha. What's a lech for you? Just like we saw by Moshe Rabbeinu when Hashem told him to make luchot abrit, the second luchot, he told him, pesol lecha shenina luchot abanim. From here the Gemara learns, pesol lecha, psoltan tiyeh shelcha. So also he gained from it, Moshe Rabbeinu, he gained out of it. Here also the pasuk said, lech for you. You should leave for your benefit. And that other than the all kind of remazim that Baal HaTorim tells us here, he says, lech lecha is gematria 100. And he was telling him that after you're going to be 100 years old, you're going to have a son, who's Yitzhak Abinu. This means all this journey is going to be for your benefit. Even though the Ramban doesn't like that Pirush of Rashi, he said that's a derech, that's the way of the Pasuk. It speaks like this. Many Pesukim have like this. El chali el agidolim, hageshem halaf halach lo, kumu ve'abru lachem et nachal zaret. It's all kind of examples like this. That's the way the Torah speaks. So you cannot learn anything from it. But Rashi, however, he learns that Hana atcha v'tobatcha. I saw here the Hatam Sofer, he told us right the first page of the parasha. He says in Daf Lamed Tet Amud Alef, the first Hatam Sofer on the parasha, Tzarech Ayon, Afilu lo yigadel et shemo, v'afilu halila yari'a lo sham, b'chol hara'ot, m'kol makom, ha'alicha, hi hana'ato v'tobato, ki chen tzvalo ha'melech. So I don't understand. Why Rashi is telling us he have to go for your benefit? And if Hashem told him he should go, it's not going to be for his benefit. And even if Hasbe Shalom, if Hashem commanded him he should go, it's going to be for his bad. He's going to have a bad luck in the other place. He's not going to go, Abraham Avinu. Of course he's going to go. So what Rashi is telling us, Lehana atcha u'tobatcha, ki b'yachol, Rashi is telling us, Hashem was telling Abraham Avinu to make him more enthusiasm to go leave his town. Chaura, even if it wasn't for his benefit, he's supposed to listen to the words of Hashem. Especially we're talking about Abraham Avinu over here. So he says here, Lachatam Sofer, he says, Hine yesh lachkor, Abraham Avinu alav shalom, masar et nafsho v'yishlichu mennegid, v'shiber tzalmei nimrod, v'amad nigdo. V'lama lo asa ken b'eretz kena'an sh'hayta mele'a gillulim, v'en lecha etz ra'anan sh'lo haya tahtav abuda zara. וכן הר גבוה וגבען סע, קדית מסכת עבודה זרה, דף ממה. He's asking here a very simple question. He said, we saw that Abraham Avinu, next to Nimrod, he took all the statues that belonged to his father Terah, and he killed all statues. He broke all the עבודות זרות. And even though when he came in front of Nimrod, Nimrod told him, you have to bow down to him. He didn't listen to him. And he was going all the way to the extreme against Nimrod, against Obadiah Abu Dazara. So how come when he came to Eretz Israel, we don't see that Abraham Avinu, he was fighting against those who worship Abu Dazara? Even though he said, you don't have every other corner in Eretz Israel, before Am Israel they came, it was all Eretz they're doing a lot of Abu Dazara, Melea Gilulim. ואין לך עץ רענן שלא היה תחתיו עבודה זרה. And we didn't see that Abraham Avinu, he went to break all their gods, to break all their statue. How come he didn't do the same when he came to Eretz Israel? Adrabah, we see him on the other hand. He went to the other extreme. השתחווה לפני בני חת ונכנע לפניהם. he saw those Bnei Hayter living over there. Not only that he did not fight against them, he did not rebuke them that they're doing Avodah Zarah. Adrabah, he put himself low. Please, if you could talk to Efron, please, if you could sell me Ma'arat al-Makhbilah. He was talking a totally different language. What happened? אבל האמת, he says, חתם סופר, שם באור כסדים לא שמעו לקולו כלל, ולא הועיל בכל תוכחותיו, ולא עשה נפש כמו שעשה בארץ ישראל, ולא היה שם מכיר השם כי אם הוא. על כן, השליך את נפשו מנגד להפרישה מעבודה זרה. He says, in Eretz, in Ur Kasdim, in his birthplace, as much as he was rebuking Nimrod, he was rebuking his father, he was rebuking all those who were doing Avodah Zarah, no one listened to him. So he didn't have any students, no one was listening to him, and nothing helped him, whatever he did. Therefore, he was willing to die. When Nimrod wanted to throw him to the fire, he was willing to die for Kedush Hashem. Masha'en ken, when he came to Eretz Israel, that now he had a lot of students when he came to Eretz Israel. Sham be'Eretz Israel kara b'shem Hashem, v'ent gadal shemo, v'kabbelu menu rebabot, v'asa nefashot harbe. Said, when he came to Eretz Israel, Pasuk said, v'et nefesh asher asu b'haran. Nefesh, they brought a lot of people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the house of Abraham Avinu. What was Abraham Avinu doing? Abraham was megayer anashim, the man, and his wife Sarah was megayer the ladies. So their mission in Eretz Israel, they brought a lot of people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to live Avodah Zarah. So that means in Eretz Israel, they have a lot of students. So he says here, if in Eretz Israel is going to start fight against those who are doing Avodah Zarah, what happened if they're going to kill him, they're going to run after him, they're going to kill him, or they're going to do the same, just like Nimrod did, they want to throw him into the fire. What is he going to do? If he's going to die, it's not that Abraham Avinu was not willing to die al Kiddush Hashem. He was willing to die, he doesn't care. However, what's going to be with all his students that he brought them tahat kanfei Shekhinah? He has a lot of thousands and thousands of students that he converted them. Who's going to lead them after? Where are they going to turn to if Abraham Avinu is going to die? Therefore, Abraham Avinu, he did not fight against them. Because he said, "Ma ya'asu kol otam talmidim asmukim al hora'ato v'torato." And don't tell me Abraham Avinu was supposed to fight against those who are doing Avodah Zarah. And if they're going to kill him, Hashem is going to do a miracle to him and save him. So that's not the way that the tzaddikim act. Why? Because the person is not allowed to put himself into sakana. Especially, he's gonna start fighting against him. They're going to kill him. And if Hashem is going to save him, the person is not supposed to do all these things and say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a miracle for me, is going to save me. The person was supposed to be Moser Atzmo Lemita al Kol Panim. V'ze, en lo reshut la'asot im hu mafsid l'talmidim. Since that in Eretz Israel, Abraham Avinu, he had a lot of students, if he's going to die al Kiddush Hashem, who's going to take care of all the students? Therefore, in Eretz Israel, Abraham Avinu did not have permission to die al Kiddush Hashem. In Ur Kasdim, in his birthplace, anyways, no one was listening to him. So he wants to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, he could do it. Let him go ahead. But here in Eretz Israel, he cannot do it. So therefore, here in Eretz Israel, what he did, ונמצא בארץ ישראל על ידי שהם גדל שמו ונאספו אליו הרבה גרים על ידי זה עבד השם במנוחה וישקט ולא היה צריך להתקוטט עם הרשעים אלא שומע ישמע ויחדל יחדל נמצא היה זה באמת להנאתו ולטובתו. So he says, since that when he came to Eretz Israel, הקדוש ברוך הוא told him, והברכה שמך והגדלה שמך ויהיה ברכה. He blessed him that he's going to have a lot of students. And since that he has a lot of students, now he does not have permission to die al-Kadosh Hashem. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not allow him, did not give him permission to die al-Kadosh Hashem. Therefore, when he came to Israel, it was really for his own benefit. That's here what the Hatan Sofer is telling us. That what the Pasuk said, Lech Lecha, it was really Lahana Adcha U'Tobatcha for your benefit. In Ur Kasdim, you're supposed to die al-Kadosh Hashem. So if one time Hashem did miracle and he saved you, who says he's going to do the same the second time and third time and the fourth time? now that you're leaving Ur Kasdim, you're going to a different place, and Ve'agadela Shemecha, you can have a lot of students, now I do not allow you to die Al Kedush Hashem. So, and in different ways, so it's only for your benefit. That's what Hashem is telling him. Lech Lecha, Lehana Adcha, Utubatcha. That's here what Ahatam Sofer is saying. And that's what Ahatam Sofer, he told us that in Eretz Israel, Abraham Avinu, he was making Hashem more acceptable upon people, that he was converting more people to Al-Kanfei Shekhinah. That's what we see later on also in the parasha, that after Abraham Avinu, he left Mitzrayim, ויעל אברהם מצרים הוא ואשתו וכל אשר לו ולא טעמו הנגבה, ואברהם כבד מאוד, וילך למסעיו מנגב עד בית אל, עד המקום אשר היה שם אהלו בתחלה, בין בית אל ובין העי. אל מקום המזבח אשר עשה שם בראשונה, ויקרא שם אברהם בשם אדוני. See here clearly the pasuk telling us, ויקרא שם אברהם בשם השם. He was announcing the ways of הקדוש ברוך הוא, and was converting people to come serve הקדוש ברוך הוא. So that's exactly what the Ahatam Sofer is telling us. That's what Abraham Avinu did in Eretz Israel. That's what the Pasuk is telling us over here. But the Mefarshim, they're a little bit bothered. I saw here Rashi. He said, El mekom ha-mizbeach asher asa Hashem barishuna, ve-yikra sham Abraham b'shem Hashem. He was calling out in Hashem's name. That means he was converting people. He was calling them to come, to join, to convert to Ahad Kedushei Shekhinah. Now, Rashi is bothered because we see a few psukim before he went down to Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, "Ve'atek misham ha'hara mukedem lebet el ve'yitahulo." And over there also it says, "Ve'iben sham mizbeach ladunai ve'ikra b'shem adunai." Also over there he built mizbeach and he called out in Hashem's name. So what's here? He built a second mizbeach over here, or what's going on? So Rashi says, "El hamakom asher asa sham barishuna ve'ikra sham Abraham b'shem Hashem." Rashi says, "Va'asher kara sham Abraham b'shem Hashem." What Rashi is coming to teach us over here, Rashi wants to tell us that don't think that Abraham Avinu, he built the second Mizbeach and he called out Hashem's name here the second time after he came back from Mitzrayim. He said, no, it was the same time that, to the same place that Abraham Avinu, before he went down to Mitzrayim, in that place when he built the Mizbeach, and over there he called out in Hashem's name. Now he came back to the same place. He did not build the second Mizbeach. That's what Rashi is telling us over here. And we see at the first time when before he came down to Mitzrayim, what we just mentioned, ve'atek misham ahara ve'yit aholo ve'yibin shem Mizbeach le'Hashem ve'yikra b'shem Hashem. What does it mean, ve'yikra b'shem Hashem? He called out in Hashem's name. Targum here, he says, "Vayikra b'shem Hashem, v'tzali b'shma Adonai." He prayed in Hashem's name. It means when the pasuk said "Vayikra b'shem Hashem," the Targum understood he prayed to Hashem. It means he built a mizbeach and he prayed to Hashem. That's very simple. That's how the Targum explaining it. But I saw the Ramban. He says here, "said Vayikra b'shem Hashem, pirash unkelos she'tpalel sham." That's what the Unkelos explained. And and also Targum Yonatan Oziel also same thing. Vasali b'shmad Hashem, he prayed over there. That's simple understanding. However, the Ramban, he goes with the same way that we explained. V'hanachon, he says the Ramban here, shehaya kore bekol gadol sham lefnei mizbeach et shem Hashem, u'modiyah oto ve'ilahuto lebnei Adam. What was he saying? He said over there when Abraham Avinu he came to Eretz Israel, what he did? He built Mizbeach and he called in Hashem's name. That means he was converting people. He was announcing Hashem's miracles, Hashem's ways to others to make them convert and to come to join to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he said, "Ki be'ur kasdim hayam lemedam velo abu shemoa." And Ur Kasdim, just like what Ahatam Sofer said, he was trying and he was rebuking, was announcing. No one listened to him over there in Ur Kasdim. No one listened. Ve'ata kishabba ba'aris hazot she'uptahba ba'barecha mibarechecha haya lamud lelamed ulfarsim ha'elahut. Here when he came to Eretz Israel, the land that Hashem promised him, this is the land I'm going to give you, ba'barecha mibarechecha, and he was blessed with this beracha as well, lezara'cha ten ta'aris hazot. Therefore, Abraham Avinu, he said, this is the place I have to announce in Hashem's name. That means the Ramban, he did not understand the same way the Targum understood that הכתיר את הפסוק סד, ויקרא בשם השם, that means he prayed in Hashem's name, not only that, not enough that he prayed, אלא he converted others to come to join, to serve הקדוש ברוך הוא as well. But we could understand all these things about Hashem in a little bit different way. We see in last week's parasha, when the flood came at the times of Noah, the pasuk said, "Ve'yimach et kol ha'yikum asher al pnei ha'adama me'adam ad behemah ad remes ve'ad of ha'shamayim ve'yimachu min ha'aretz ve'yishaer ach Noah ve'asher eto b'tiba." Pasuk is telling us that everything was wiped out, all the animals, the birds, everything on top of the earth was wiped out, and who's left? Who stayed alive? Ve'yishaer ach Noah ve'asher eto b'tiba. Only Noah and his kids, whatever belonged to all his Bashir Toba Tiba, his wife and his kids, his family, they were saved. They were spared inside the Tiba. Rashi says, Bishair Ach Noah, Libad Noah. Zeu Pishuto. Umudrasha Gada, Haya Guneah Bikohe. What does mean? It's with Noah was Kibiachor was screaming and he was bleeding. Matora Habehimot Behayot. והיה כהי דם, מטורח בימות והחיות. ויש אומרים שאיחר מזונות לארי והקישו. ועליו נאמר, הן צדיק בארץ ישולם. Some say that one time he brought the food next to the lion a little bit late, so the lion bit him on his leg, and that's when the pasuk said, when they left the tiba, he said, וישאר, אך נוח, אך כביכול, as if he was screaming, אך. That's here what the pasuk is telling us. That's here the Rashi, the way explaining the pasuk. There is also the interesting to point out that we have Da'at Zkenim in Parashat Hukat. Over there in Melchemet Sihon Ve'og, the pasuk over there, Da'at Zkenim, he says, "Ve'ishayir Ach Noach, Ach Noach." Who's that Ach Noach? Because the pasuk Ve'yaboh Palit. See in this week's parasha, who's that Palit? Hakin, he said this is Og. Og Melech Bashan, why he's called Palit, Shenflat Medor Mabul. He was saved from the Mabul. That means he was at the time of the Mabul, Og Melech Bashan, and he did not die. Pasuk says here, Veishayer Ach Noah, everyone perished, everyone died, except Noah and those who are with him inside the Tiba. Where did Og come from? If the Midrash is telling us, Og, why is called Palit? Because she's in a flat Mador Mabul. That means he was saved from the Mabul. Over there, Da'at Zkenim, he says, Ach Noah, if you do the Gematria, Ach Noah, it comes out exactly Og, Gematria of Og. Okay? 79, that's Ach Noah, that's the same exact Gematria, 79. Why to teach us Ve'ishair? Who stayed? Noah. And not only Noah, Ach Noah, which is Gematria Og. That's what he says. Over there also he wants to say that the Gemara tells us, Masechet Nida, that Sihon and Og, they were brothers. So if Sihon, if Og, I mean, he was saved from the Mabul, so obviously Sihon was also saved from the Mabul. Because otherwise, where did he come from? After the Mabul, there was only Noah and his sons. Where did his brother Sihon, the Gemara said Sihon and Og, they were brothers. So if Sihon, if only Og was saved because the pasuk says Bishair Ach Noah, where did Sihon come from? He tried to explain over there the Askanim. He says, no, he said the mother of Sihon, she got married to one of the sons of Noah, and she went with him inside the Tiba, and Sihog was born inside the Tiba within the 12 months. That's what the Askanim they want to say over there. This is only as a side point. That's here what the pasuk is telling us. Ve'ishayir ach Noah ve'asher eto b'tiba. However, we could explain it a little bit differently. What does it mean ve'ishayir ach Noah? What does it mean ach Noah? Because we all know that when the Mabul started, you see the pasuk l'chaorah, very strange. Because at the beginning of the parashat Noah, the pasuk tells us who was Noah. Noah Ish Tzadik Taim Haya Bedorota Vita Elohim Telech Noah was a very righteous man. The Torah tells us a lot about Noah. It was a very righteous man. For somehow, Rashi comes along and tells us before the Mabud started, the Pasuk said, Vayabo Noah hu banav ve'ishto unshe banav eto el hatibam pene mehem Mabul. What does pene mehem Mabul means? Rashi, it does us here. It's not Rashi's Pirush. He quotes the Midrash Rabbah, but that's what he says. That's what it says in Midrash Rabbah. What does mean Pene Meh Mabul? Af Noah, Rashi says, Maktane Amanahaya. He did not believe 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also Noah himself. Ma'amin haya ve'enu ma'amin. Sheyabo Mabul. He believed that Hashem is going to bring them a bull, but he didn't believe that Hashem is going to bring them a bull. It means it was half-half. ולא נכנס לטבעה עד שדחקוהו המים. The only reason why Noah entered the טבעה, because he saw outside straining too much. The only place that he saw to stay alive is inside the טבעה. He had no choice, he ran inside the טבעה. That means here, Rashi and the Midrash, they're going all the way to the other extreme, that Noah, he was non-believer, Hasbe Shalom. That's what it says. Ma'amin ve'lo ma'amin. He believed, but he didn't believe. He didn't want to go inside the teba. Only he saw there has no choice. Everyone outside is dying. So he had the only place to save himself inside the teba. He ran in. So it sounds like he wasn't a righteous man. He didn't believe in Hashem. That goes against all what the Pasuk is telling us. Forget about Rashi. The Pasuk is telling us at the beginning. Noah, ha'ish, tzaddik, ta'im, haya bedorotav, et ha'elohim telech Noah. What do you want better than this? Here the Hachamim for somehow decided only because he saw the bull, he ran inside the teba to save himself. That goes against all what the Pasuk is telling us, that he was Ish Tzaddik. So what's going on over there? So I saw in Sefer Debrei Yoel, Rabbi Yoel Mestatmer brings down Parashat Noach, Nafkuf Samech Dalet Amud Bet. He says here, he said, Hene Darkam Shet Tzaddikim Lihiyot Mima'atim Et Atzman. So the way that the tzaddikim act, they always think of themselves that they're not so important. וכול מה שמוסיפים ומתגדלים במדרגתם תגדל עוונותם ושפלותם בעיני עצמם יותר ויותר. And the more they become more חשוב and more important people, they look of themselves that they are more down and down. Means according to their level, they were supposed to do much more. So they look at themselves that they were still far away from serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he continues here. ומתאמר משמי דערה בקדוש החוזם לובלין, זכותו יגן עלינו. He said there's a saying in the name of החוזם לובלין. He says, איך שאמר שאפילו אם הייתי שומע פי הקדוש ברוך הוא בעצמו, שהנני צדיק, לא הייתי מאמין בעצמי, כי אם על אותו רגע בלבד. אבל מיד לאחר מכן, יכול להיות שאבדתי מדרגתי מבחינת צדיק. עד כאן תוכן דבריו. What is he saying over here? He tells us that חוזם לובלין, he used to say that even if he hears directly from הקדוש ברוך הוא telling him that he is a big צדיק, he says he's going to believe הקדוש ברוך הוא for that split of the second that he told him that he is a צדיק. But a minute after, he would still go back to think of himself that I'm not so much tzaddik. A minute ago, Hashem told you that you are the biggest tzaddik. He said, that was a minute ago. But now, who said I stayed in my level? Probably I had bad thought. Probably I did something wrong. Probably according to my level, I was supposed to do more to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. Therefore, he used to think of himself that he's all the way down. He has anava. So the same thing we could say about Noah. You could say the same thing. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Bo ata v'chol betecha el teba, why should you come to the teba? Ki otecha ra'iti tzaddik lefanei b'dor hazeh. Hashem told Noah that you are a tzaddik. Noah, same thing. He did the same thing. For that moment that Hashem told him that he is tzaddik, he believed Hashem's telling him that he is tzaddik. Obviously, he is tzaddik. But who said, how long it took him to build the teba? It took him a long time to build the teba. Probably, you know, within that time, Noah, he did not stay in his level. He went down, probably. But even though here Hashem, this pasuk, when Hashem told him, "Bo'ta v'chol b'techa l'tiba," it's talking after he already finished building the tiba, after 120 years. But nevertheless, just like the Chozem Lublin, he believed the Kadosh Baruch Hu for that moment that he was a tzaddik. But who said a few minutes after? Until he gathered all the behemoth, until he called all his family to go inside the teba, maybe he did something, and he's not in his level anymore. So if that's the case, Noah has started to think, think to himself, said, listen, if he himself, Noah, is not such a big tzaddik, so if that's the case, anyways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring them a bull. Why? Because Hashem told him clearly, why should you come to the Teba? Hashem told him, Bo atavichol beticha leteba, you know why I'm bringing the flood? Because ki oticha ra'iti tzaddik lefanai bador hazeh, because I saw you are a tzaddik. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not want to destroy his world. Therefore, he chose Noah to stay alive, and from Noah, he's going to have all the continuation of a human on earth. From where they're going to come? They're going to come from Noah. But if Noah, now he's thinking of himself that he's not such a big tzaddik, so why Hashem is going to decide to choose to save Noah and not all the other people on earth? Who said Noah is better than all the other people? Said Noah, even though Hashem told him that he was a tzaddik, but Hashem told him the only reason why he's bringing the flood, because he's tzaddik. But that Noah, he believed him at that moment that Hashem told him. But few minutes after, that Noah, the same way that what here the Bray Oil is telling us, the more that the tzaddikim, they become more important, they think of themselves, we're not so hashub. So Noah said, if I'm not so hashub, so why should Hashem save me and not everyone else? Therefore, Noah, he said, I'm not going inside the Teba. Why? Because if he's not going inside the Teba, why is he not going to go inside the Teba? Because Hashem, the only reason told me to go inside the Teba, because he told me that I am a tzaddik. Now that I feel that I'm not in such a, that I'm not in that high level, so I'm not worthy to go inside the Teba. So I'm not worthy to go inside the Teba. Everyone else is also not worthy. So if I'm not going to go inside the Teba, Hashem obviously is not going to bring the flood. Why? Because if I'm not going to go inside the Teba, who's going to be saved? And Hashem does not want to destroy everyone on earth. He wants to leave someone that from him is going to have continuation. But if Noah himself is not going to go inside the Teba, Hashem is not going to bring the flood. That's what really Noah, he was doing it for the benefit of everyone else. Noah thought that if I'm not going to go inside the Teba, Kibyachol, Hashem has no choice but to leave everyone on earth, not to bring the flood. That's what Noah thought. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told him, no, you have to go inside the Teba. And the Pasuk said, Pene mehem abul. He went inside the Teba, and Pene mehem abul. It means he saw that the flood, the water is coming, and he has no other choice until the Hakim tell us that the Maim dehakuhu. Maim dehakuhu. That's what also Rashi told us from the Midrash Rabbah. The water pushed Noah inside the Teba. It means Noah on his own, he did not want to go inside the Teba. Only the water came and pushed him inside. That teach us that even at that moment, Noah is still considered tzaddik. And Hashem told him, no, don't think that now that you're not in that high level anymore. You're still in that high level. I'm going to save you. I'm going to destroy everyone else. That's why the water pushed him inside the Teba. That's here what Rashi is telling us. And that's the word of Rashi. Ma'amin, we know ma'amin. He believed that Hashem told him that you are tzaddik. But he didn't believe Hashem is going to bring the flood. Why? Because he thought a few minutes after, I'm not that tzaddik anymore. So if that's the case, so Noah thought Hashem is not going to bring the flood. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made the water push Noah inside the Teba. Now that Noah knows that he is really tzaddik. And if that what Noah thought before the flood started, ma'amin beinu ma'amin, he didn't think of himself that he's a tzaddik like Hashem told him, but he thought that he went down from his level. If that's true before the flood came, obviously Noah, he was a big tzaddik, that the water pushed him inside the Teba. Hashem was telling him, you're still big tzaddik, I'm going to save you and destroy everyone else. And Kol Shekein, after that Noah, he stayed inside the Teba for 12 months, he said for 12 months was all miracles happening for them in the Teba. All the miracles right and left they had inside the Teba, and then the fruit, nothing happened to the fruit, and Noah stayed alive, and a lot of miracles happened to them. How could all the behemoth fit inside the Teba? How could everyone else, how could they survive inside the Teba? It was obviously, it was miracles on top of miracles. So that shows that also Noah, all the year of the flood that was inside the Teba, he was still tzaddik. He did not fall from his level. He still considered tzaddik. So now that after Noah, he came out of the Teba, Noah said, now I know for sure that I am a tzaddik, because if I'm not that level anymore like Hashem told me, השם טוב אומר, I'm צדיק. I thought I'm not in that level anymore. But it's a fact that he survived all the 12 months inside the Tiba. Obviously, he's still big צדיק Noah. So the person might say that after Noah came out from the Tiba, he might think of himself that now I'm really big צדיק. Before the flood came, I was thinking, even though Hashem told me I am Sadiq, but probably Ma'amin Venu Ma'amin. Probably I'm not in that level anymore. But now after he saw that he did stay alive, the water pushed him inside the Tiba, and he survived the 12 months of the flood inside the Tiba, now Noah knows for a fact that he's a big Sadiq. Now the person might come and say, after Noah saw that he stayed alive, Noah probably had some gavat. Listen, I'm big Sadiq. I stayed alive. Therefore, the Pasuk told us over here, Vishair Ach Noach Vashir Tobatiba. What does it mean, Vishair Ach Noach? The Gemara tells us that anywhere it says in the Pasuk Ach or Rak, the word Ach or Rak, it's coming to exclude something. Achin Virakin Bain Lema'it. So, what does it mean, Vishair Ach Noach? Noach, even though he knows now for a fact that it's a big tzaddik because Hashem. It's a fact that Hashem let him stay alive. Now he knows that he's a big tzaddik, but nevertheless, he did not have any ga'ava, chas v'shalom. He stayed humble, stayed anav. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. Ve'yishayir ach Noach. And if this is not enough, the Pasuk said, ve'yishayir. What does it mean, ve'yishayir? We have a Gemara, Masechet Rosh Hashana, the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara tells us over there, that Nosei Avon ve'ober al Pesha. Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives the person for all his sins, when if that person is Ubir al Pesha, if someone offended him and he forgives him, Kadosh Baruch Hu also he forgives that person for all his Abirot. The Gemara tells us here, Amar bi Ahabar Hanina, Rosh Shana Yuzayin, Hamud Alef, Aliyah v'kotzba. So it's something good that Kadosh Baruch Hu forgives that person for all his sins, but not every person. לשארית נחלתו ולא לכל נחלתו. What does mean? למי שמשים את עצמו כשיריים. Only for a person who thinks of himself that is unneeded. Is שיריים. What is שיריים? שיריים, literally it means like leftover. Someone has leftover food, it's not so important. That means הקדוש ברוך הוא נושא עוון, he forgives the person for all his sins. When? Not for every person. Only for a person that he thinks of himself, that he's leftover, is not hashub, is not important guy. That means he has to have that anava. If the person doesn't have anava, the Hashem is not going to forgive him. Nosei avon ve'ober al pesha lemi l'sheirit nachalato lemi shemesim et asmo kashirayim. That's here what the pasuk is telling us again about Noah. Not only v'sheir ach Noah. Ach is coming to exclude that Noah did not have ga'ava, even though he saw that he's a big tzaddik. It also said the she'erit nahalato, what does she'erit? Be'ishayir ach Noah. He also had the same medin. He was mesim ta'asmo kashiraim. He thinks of himself that he's not so important, that he has that anava. That's here what the Pasuk tells us about Noah. And if that's true about Noah, kochekin, this is going to be true for Abraham Avinu. Because everyone agrees that Abraham Avinu he was big tzaddik. Adam Gadol Ba'anakim. Who's that Adam Gadol Ba'anakim? This is Abraham Avinu. Noah, there's a question if he was tzaddik Hayah B'dorotav, because he came with Dorot Aharim, or only in his generation he was tzaddik. But for Abraham Avinu, there's no question, there's no machloket about it. Everyone agrees that he was big tzaddik. So, kochekin, if Noah he had that level that he thinks of himself that is not so important, kochekin v'kochekin, that Abraham Avinu himself, kochekin, that he felt of himself that is not so important. And that basically, they have the Gemara straight out, tells us this. We have Gemara, famous Gemara in Masechet Hullin, Daf Petet Amud Alef, the Gemara tells us here, Lo merubbechem mekol amim hashak Adonai bachem v'yibhar bachem, ki etem hama'at mekol amim. The only reason why Hashem chose Am Israel, not because we are the majority from all the Mota Olam, we are the minority. How many Jews you have in the world? What's the percentage? It's very little. So the Gemara says, Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Israel, Hashem told Israel, Hoshkani b'chem. I choose you. You are my nation and I love you. Why? She'afilu b'sha'a she'ani mashpi'a lachem gedula, atem ma'atim et atzmechem. even at the time that I give you gedula, I give you hashivut, I give you importance, I make you important people, you still don't show off, you don't have gaava, you still have anava. And the proof, the Gemara says, here, I made Abraham Avinu, I told him, "Ki ha'ita ab hamon goyim." I made you are all the way on top. Ab hamon goyim, v'abarecha v'agedela shemecha. I gave him all the brachot. What did Abraham Avinu says? V'anuchi afar v'efer. When he came to pray for Sodom next week's parasha, he told him, "V'anuchi afar v'efer. Who am I? I'm like the dust of the earth. I'm nothing. Even though you are nothing, you are so important in the eyes of Hashem. Adam agadol ba'anakim. Bechol zot, he thinks of himself that he's nothing. Natati gedula le Moshe ve'Aharon. I gave gedula to Moshe and Aharon. I made them. Ve'hi bishurun melech. He was the king, Moshe Rabbeinu. And Aharon was Kohen Gadol. Bechol zot, what did they say? V'anachnu ma, who are we? Nothing. Natati gedula le David. Amar ve'anuchi tola'at ve'lo ish. I made David the melech. He was the king. Melech HaMashiach is going to come from David the melech. Bechol zot, what did he say about himself? I am tola'at, I'm nothing. I'm like a worm. That's by Am Israel, by Mot Ha'olam. Each one I give him gedula, he thinks of himself that he's la'ila la'ila. He's very important, it's big shot. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I love Am Israel. Why? Because they always know how to be in the Middat Anava, to be humble. And the proof is from Abraham and David and Moshe. You see that we have proof from Abraham Avinu. So Kol Shekein Abraham Avinu, he was humble and he was anav. If Noah, we say that he was anav, so Kol Shekein by Abraham Avinu, he was also anav. So now the person might say, listen, after that, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he blessed Abraham Avinu. He told him, v'abarecha, v'agedela shemecha, v'yeh berecha, and v'abarecha m'barechecha, m'kalelcha aor, m'brechu b'cha, k'on shbichot ha'adama. He gave him all kind of brachot, right and left. All kind of brachot, Hashem, he promised him to give him all these brachot, he promised to give him Eretz Yisrael also. All these things, all kind of brachot, Hashem told Abraham, you know, I'm going to give you all these brachot. Obviously, Abraham, in the eyes of Hashem, was so important. So the person might come and say, listen, probably Abraham Avinu, he had some gava, he was show off, Chas v'Shalom, he was like a big shot in his eyes. We just told you from the Gemara, he wasn't like that. But if the person might come and say that probably Abraham Avinu, after Hashem blessed him with all these berachot, probably he thought of himself that he is really so hashub. Therefore, the pasuk said, "Ve'yi ben sham mizbeach leHashem ve'yikra b'shem Hashem." What does it mean? "Ve'yi ben sham mizbeach leHashem"? So I saw the Mefarshim they bring down that we have a Gemara beginning of Masechet Sotah. The Gemara tells us here in Masechet Sotah, Dafei Amud Bet, Amar B'Yoshua ben Levi, Bo re kama gedolim nemuchi haruach lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi is telling us, come and see how important are those who have anava. Nemuchi haruach, what's nemuchi haruach? Those who think of themselves that we're such a low level, we're not so important. That means they have anava, they are humble. Those people who are humble, in the eyes of Hashem, they are so important. Why? Shebeta Magdash Kayam, as long as Beta Magdash was up and built, Adam Makrib Ola Schar Ola Beado, Adam Makrib Menha Schar Menha Beado, Aval Mish Dato Shefila Alav, Maale Alav Katub, Kilo Krib Kola Korbanot Kulam, Shneemar Zibhe Elohim, Ruach Nishbara. Said at the time of when Beta Magdash was up, if someone brings Korban Hatat as if it's considered he brought Korban Hatat. He brought Korban Ola, he has the Sakhar of Korban Ola in his hand. He brought Korban Shlamim, he has the Sakhar of Shlamim. But that's only one Korban. However, the person who is humble, the Pasuk is considering on him as if he brought all the Korbanot in the world. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Zibhe Elohim, in plural. Zibhe, not only one zibah, not like only one korban as if he's bringing. Zibhe, a lot of korbanot. Zibhe Elohim is what? Ruach Nishbara. Someone who has a broken heart, he has a person, he has anava. That person, in the eyes of Hashem, as if he brought all the korbanot in the world. Vilodela, if this is not enough, Shein tiflaton m'eset. Shneimar leb nishbar v'nidke Elohim lo tibze. Means Kadosh Baruch Hu, he would never reject the prayer of such a person. If the person he has anava, he has humility, anytime he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is there, and he listens to him, and he gives him all kind of berachot, Hashem listens to him. Why? Because Hashem, Zibhe Elohim, Ruach Nishbara, Leib Nishbar Benitke, Elohim Yotubze. Someone who prays with a broken heart, with the anava, with the humility, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never rejects his prayer. He always answers his prayers. If that's what the Gemara says over here, now we go back to Abraham Avinu. We said that after Hashem blessed Abraham with all the brachot, the person might think that, listen, maybe Abraham Avinu has some ga'ava now. Therefore, the Pasuk said, when Abraham Avinu, after he came back from Mitzrayim, where did he go? He went to the same place that he went the first time. El hamakom asher asa sham. Where did he go? He went to the place that he built the Mizbeach. Which Mizbeach? Said the person who has anava. That person who has anava, Kadosh Baruch Hu is considering on him as if he built a Mizbeach and he brought all the Korbanot. What did the Targum tells us over there in the first time? How did he build that Mizbeach? What kind of Mizbeach he built? That the Mizbeach, here we could be Doresh here, that he built the Mizbeach of Anava. Because he had the Anava, Ma'ale Arava Ketub, as if he built Mizbeach and brought all the Korbanot. And since that the Gemara said, not only Velo'od Ela, that such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never reject his prayer. His prayer would never going to be rejected. Therefore, the Pasuk said, "Be'ikra b'shem Hashem." And the Targum, we told you before, Targum said, "Be'tzali b'shmad Adonai." He prayed in Hashem's name. Why? Because such a person who has anava, he built Mizbeach as if he brought all the Korbanot in the world on top of that Mizbeach because of the humility that he has. That person, "Be'ikra b'shem Hashem." He called in Hashem's name and Hashem answered his prayers. And that's what the Gemara said. Ente filatonim eset. That's what Hakim tells us over here. That filato, for such a person, Abraham Avinu, is never going to be rejected. Why? Because he had the anava. That's here how we could explain the pasuk here. But we could also say a little bit more. We have another Gemara. In Masechet Megillah, the Flamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says over here, Amar Biyohanan, Kol makom she'ata mosei giburato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ata mosei an vitanuto. He says that Rabbi Yohanan is telling us, anywhere you see in the Torah that the psukim are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and giving a lot of shebahim about Hashem, right over there you see the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see his anava. And Rabbi Yohanan continues, said, "Dabar zeh katub b'Torah, shanui b'nebiim, umshulash b'ketubim." Said, this idea that I'm telling you, it's written in the Torah, it's written again in the Nebi'im, so then again in the Ketubim. It means from Torah, Nebi'im, and Ketubim, we have that proof. And it brings us all these psukim. But Torah, it says, Ki Adonai Elohechem, Hu Eloheha Elohim, Ba'adonai Ha'adonim, Ha'el Gadol Gebor Ve'en Nora. The Pasuk is praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's the God of all gods, and the master of all masters. He's the real God. All kind of praises about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right over there, what does Uchti Batre? Ose Mishpat Yatom Ve'Almana. That important God, who does he take care of? Ose Mishpat Yatom Ve'Almana. He runs after a widow and someone who's Yatom, and he takes care of them. Is that your profession? You're so important. Let someone else take care of the Yatom Ve'Almana. He said, no. Anywhere you see the Gdullah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you see his anava that he runs after the Yatom and Almana to help them first. That's what it says in the Torah. Shanui ben Nebi'im says again in the Nebi'im, where it says in the Pasuk Nishaya, Ko amar Ram bin Sa, Shukhin Ad v'Kadosh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is living up in the Shamayim. He's Kadosh, he's holy. What does it say right after that? Ukhti batre, Ve'edaka v'shfal ruach. He's Shukhin, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he dwells among those who are anavim. That's your kabod. All the hashibut, you are Kadosh, you are Ram, you are Nisa, you are Shukhin Ad. All this hashibut that you have, and you live with who? You dwell with those who are anavim. That to show us the anava of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's in the Nebiim. In the Ketubim also same thing. Solu la roche ba'arabot be'yah shemu ve'adzu lefanav. Okay? pray and praise to whom? La rochib arabot. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he lives in the Shamayim, in the heavens. And what does it say? That means it's so important. Lives in the Shamayim. What says right after that? Abi yetumim v'dayan almanot. Elohim Moshe b'yachidim baita. He is the father of the yetumim, and he takes care of the widow. That's what you see, that the hashivut of Kadosh Baruch Hu, anywhere the Torah tells us the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu, right over there, you see the anava of Hashem. Hachaim, they tell us a little bit more. Just to add it to us, said the more the person praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his anava more and more. Just a small example, Hachim, they tell us, Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, what's the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei? 26. 2 plus 6 is how much? Is 8. Now, let's say people are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu two times. 26 plus 26, two times Hashem's name. What does it add up to? 52. 5 plus 2 is how much? 7. Before, 26, 2 plus 6 was 8. Now we're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu twice. It's 52. Now he already went down. Before he was number 8, now he became number 7. Now let's try to praise him three times. 26 times 3, how much is this? That's 78. 7 plus 8 is 15. 1 plus 5 is 6. We started with 8, went back to 7, went back to 6. And so on and so forth. To continue, you see, it's always going down and down. The more you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he shows his humility. That's basically what Rabbi Yohanan is telling us here in the Gemara, that anywhere it says in the Torah, the Hashivut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see the Anava. That's what the Pasuk is telling us here about Abraham Abinu, that on the way back from Mitzrayim, Ve'yelech le'masa'av, he went back to the same place, Asher Az Hashem Barishona, Ve'yikra Shem Abraham B'Shem Hashem. First of all, we said that he built Mizbeach. What does it mean he built Mizbeach? That shows that he has a big Anava. Any person who has big Anava, we just read from the Gemara Sota, Ma'aleh ala v'ketub, kilo krib, kol korban shabba'olam. He built Mizbeach and brought all korbanot. Ba'ani et dakaw shfad ruach. That the person who has anava, kama gedurin nemukhi ruach in the eyes of Hashem. That's what the Gemara tells us over there. That's he built Mizbeach. And where? The Pasuk told us, Ve'i ben sham Mizbeach ladunai. For Hashem. Same way Hashem, the more, anywhere you see in the Torah, his shebahim, you see his anava, same thing by Abraham Avinu. The more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he blessed him more and more, he gave him all the brachot, and he came back. Bechol zot, Abraham Avinu, he had still had mandat ha'anava, and he didn't pay crash him, Abraham, b'shem Hashem. What's b'shem Hashem? Same way we learn from Hashem, that he has anava. There's the same thing by Abraham Avinu, he also had the same thing, he has anava, v'yikrash him, Abraham, b'shem Hashem. That's here to teach us all this, that what happened with Abraham Avinu. Furthermore, we see here the Torah tells us in Parashat Ekev, the Torah is talking, the Pasuk is telling us here, Pen tochal v'sabata, ubatim tovim tibnei v'yashabta. The Torah is warning us, don't have gaava if Hashem is blessing you and it gives you food to eat, it gives you a lot of houses, and you're building a lot of houses, you have a lot of business, you're succeeding. You have a lot of business. You have a lot of money. You have Hashem blessing you right and left. Don't, because of that blessing, so no, you have to remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who mosi acha me'eretz Mitzrayim. He's the one who molich echa b'midbar. He took you out of Mitzrayim. He made you go in the midbar in the desert. All Hashem was protecting you, was saving you. Ma'achil echa mam le b'midbar. Don't say, chas v'shalom, kohi v'osem yadi asa li tachay l'zeh. You have to think of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, he's all the times he was with you, and he's the one who's giving you the brachot. He's the one who gave you the succeeding business. He's the one who gave you the brachot. He gave you all the money. He gave you everything. Don't forget him. Chas v'shalom. That's what the pasuk said. Ben tochal v'sabata v'chiz v'zavi v'rach v'chol asher lecha yerbe. Chas v'shalom. You're gonna reach a level v'ram le'abicha. You're gonna have ga'ava v'shachachtat Hashem l'kicha. You're gonna forget Hashem. Chas v'shalom. Said no. Don't do this. Not because of the money you should forget Hashem. And Rashi explains to us this pasuk, not here on the spot, Rashi later on, בפסוק סד, קריאת שמע, שאמרו לכם פן נפתה לבבכם, רשי סז עבדר, שאמרו לכם, כיוון שתהיו אוכלים וסבעים, לפסוק בפור, פסוק בפור סד, ונתתי עשב בשדך לבהמתך, באכלת וסבעת. השם is going to give you ברכה in your field, אני going to eat, you're going to be full, that means the השם is going to send you ברכה with your food. The pasuk warns us afterwards, שאמרו לכם, פן נפתה לבבכם, בסרתם ועבדתם אלוהים אחרים, השתחוויתם להם, חס ושלום. Not because השם gave you the ברכות, you're going to leave him, חס ושלום, go do עבודה זרה, then השם is going to get angry, וחרף השם בכם, חס ושלום, ועשרת השמיים. Therefore, you have to watch out. רשי says over there, כיוון שתהיו אוכלים וסבעים, שאמרו לכם שלא תבעתו. Don't start כביכול to kick and rebel against הקדוש ברוך הוא because the ברכה that he gave you. Why? Because Rashi continues from this phrase, שאין האדם מורד בהקדוש ברוך הוא אלא מתוך סביעה. The person, the only time when a person he rebels against הקדוש ברוך הוא, that's only when he's full. That means only when everything is going smooth by him, he thinks that כוחי ועוצם ידי עשה לי את החיל הזה, therefore, he rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does not keep the mitzvot anymore, he does not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he runs away, וילכו אחרי ההבל ויהבלו. Said, הוא שאמר הכתוב לעיל, that's what the pasuk we just read, פן תאכל וסבעת, ובקריך ושונך הרביון, מה הוא אומר אחריו, ורם לבביך, ושכחת חס ושלום את השם אלוקיך. So you see from here, that when a person, he has a lot of money, when Hashem bless him, he give him all the brachot, that nature, the Yetzer HaRa comes to such a person to tell him, listen, kuhibi awesome yadi asal tahail azay. You don't have to keep the mizvot, you don't have to listen to hachamim, you don't have to keep this mizvot, you don't have to learn Torah. Yetzer HaRa, he pushes that person away from serving Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the pasuk is telling us. And Abraham Avinu here, however, by us here, Abraham Avinu, you see clearly the pasuk said, Abraham kabed meod b'makne, b'kesef, u'b'zahab. Hashem blessed Abraham Avinu. He had a lot of cattle, that he was business, he has a lot of money, he has a lot of gold, and he was very wealthy. And don't think that all this bracha that he got, it was from Paro. It wasn't from Paro. The pasuk said, "Well, Abraham hetib ba'abura ve'hilo tzon u'bakar v'hamurim." It doesn't say that he gave him tzon u'bakar v'hamurim. And he had on his own son Ubakar Bahamurim. So you see here that Abraham Avinu, he had all this blessing. Where he got it from? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him all this blessing. The person might think that after now Abraham Avinu, he got all the brachot, Hashem blessed him, and now it was fulfilled. Abraham Kabed Bamad Mukneb, because it was Zahab. You would have thought that Abraham Abinu now is showing off Hasb Shalom, Biram Levabicha, Veshachatat Hashem Elokicha Hasb Shalom. Said, no. That's what we're talking about Abraham Abinu over here. Beirech Lemasahab Adraba. He went to the same exact place that he was serving Kadosh Baruch Hu before he was wealthy. El Hamakom Asher Haya Shama Holobatihla, same exact place. Ben Metermada, El Makom Zbeah Asher Hasa Sham Berishona, same place that says over there, Veiben Sham Zbeah Ladunai, Veikrabi Shem Adonai, same thing. Abraham Avinu, after Hashem blessed him and he was very wealthy, still he came back to the same exact place to show us that was the Anava that Abraham Avinu had. That was Abraham Avinu. How do you see also later on the parasha, how a big difference between him and Lot? But Hevdel Shamayim Va'aretz. Lot, you see, because of Betza Kesef, because of a little bit money that he saw in Anshei Sedom, right away he says, Eifshar lo be'Abraham ve'lo be'Elohav. Pasuk said, Ve'isa' Lot Mekedem, ve'paredu ish me'al Ahiv. Lot, he saw that in Eretz Sedom there is a good business. He wanted to go to Sedom. He totally, right away, because of some money that he saw in Sedom, he forgot about Abraham. Not only forgot about Abraham, Hakim tell us, Ve'isa' Lot Mekedem. Hakim tell us, Nasa' mekadmono shel ha'olam, Masih asmo mekadmono shel ha'olam. Amar ifshi, lo be'Abraham ve'lo be'Elohav. Ad kedei kach, such a scary statement. The Midrash tells us, Rashi brings it down also. He said, Masih asmo mekadmono shel ha'olam. He left HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of what? Because of some money that he saw in Sedom. Take a look what the money does to the person. Here he says, I saw also that to bring down, Hakim tell us, that Saba Mekelem, once they asked him, he told them, how did Chachamim get from this pasuk it only says in the pasuk Pesah Lot Mukedem. Lot, he left Abraham Avinu and he went to the other place. How did Hachaim see from this pasuk that Lot, he said, he left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Siyah Asmo Mukadmo Shel Olam, he left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hasb Shalom, and he said, Eif Shear, Lo Be Abraham, Lo Be Elohav. He can't take it anymore, not with Abraham, not with his God. How do you see such a strong language from the pasuk about Lot? The pasuk is not telling us anything bad about Lot. But the Midrash, and Rashi brings it down, the Midrashim are telling us that Lot, he left Judaism, he left Abraham, he left everything. Where did Hachim see this from the pasuk? That's what they asked the Saba Mekelem, and he told them, a person who was willing to leave Abraham Avinu, he was the biggest tzaddik of that time, and Hashem was blessing him, and he saw, he was with him. Vigam lelot ha'olechet Abraham, hayotzonu bakar v'ohalim. Hachim tell us, Lot, because he was walking with Abraham Avinu, Hashem blessed him and he gave him all kind of berachot. He was very wealthy because he was walking with Abraham Avinu. And now he saw a little bit money in Sodom. He wanted to make a little bit more money in Sodom. And he left Abraham Avinu. He left such an important person. So if you see such a person that he left Abraham Avinu because of some money, for sure he could say about him that he left the Siyah Asmum Kadmon Shul Olam. That's what you see here about Lot. What the money did for Lot, as I said, the little bit money that he saw is going to gain in Sodom, he left everything because of some money. And all the way to the other extreme, Abraham Avinu, even though Hashem blessed him, Abraham Kabel Meon, the Mukne, Bakesev, Bazahab, Hashem blessed him, everything. Bechol Zot, Abraham Avinu, he went exactly to the same place that he was in the first time. And Vayikra Sham Abraham B'Shem Hashem, he was calling out in Hashem's name, he was teaching all his students that he had, he was teaching them that don't make the money have such a big effect on you. The person has to watch out very carefully because the money, it ma'aver aneh kesef, ya'aver aneh hachamim, because you can aneh tupshim. Hakim, tell us how much the person, he has to watch out about the money, how should he be careful, not he shouldn't let the money drag him away from serving Kadosh Baruch Hu Hasb Shalom. You see, there's a very interesting sforno that also in this week's parasha. See, when Hashem told Abraham Avinu, don't worry, Abraham, I'm going to bless you, you're going to have Secharecha Arbe Meod. You see in the Pasuk, Vayomer Abraham, Adonai Elohim, Matitin Li, Vianuchi Olech Hariri, Uben Meshek Beti, Uden Mesek Eliezer. So Abraham was telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are you going to give me? What kind of barakah are you going to give me, Rabban Shel Olam? Said, you see that he doesn't have any kids. And who's going to inherit him after? The Mesek Eliezer. His abed, his servant, he's the one who's going to inherit him. So what kind of barakah are you giving me? Until Hashem told him, no. Don't worry. I'm going to bless you with a child. That's what simple understanding of the pasuk. See, very interesting, Hafele Vafele tells us here this forno, said Abraham was complaining, Kibyachol, said Adonai Elohim, Matitin Li Ba'olam, said, what are you going to give me in this world? Ve'anuchi Olech Hariri, this forno said, She'en li ben memele mekumi ben hagat mamuni. I don't have a son to take care of my money after 120, after he's going to die. Abraham lived more than 120. After he's going to finish his life, Abraham, who's going to take care of all his money? You blessed me, Bakesev, Abraham, Kavedim, Bamakne, Bakesev, Bazahab. Who's going to take care of his money? Uben Meshech Beti, Uda Mesek Eliezer, it says this for no, Shehu Ebed Bilti Nuda Bishmo, Abal Bishem Ero Bilbad. Vein Safek, Ki Pe'olot Ebed Ben Hagat, Abayit Ve'em Mamun, Shehen Mira, Nibdalot Arbe, Pe'olot Ben Ben Hagatam, Shehen Mi'ahaba. He said, who I have to inherit me? Eliezer. Eliezer was Ebed. How's the servant who's serving his master with fear, out of fear, is going to take care of my money? I need a son. If I had a son, then my son's going to take care of my money because he's serving his father out of love, not like the abed who serves his master out of fear. So that's here. Again, you see this for now. Who's going to take care of my money? Abraham was worried so much about his money until Hashem told him, don't worry. Abraham continued to tell him, Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Ne ben beti yoreshoti." Probably you're going to give me kids at an old age. However, that kid, Kasher Amarta Zarachatin Tarzazot, I'm sure you promised me you're going to give me kids, you are going to give me kids. Mukol Mako, Mishaira Ben Aharai Katan, Ubilti Mukhan Lehanig Mamun, Veye Ben Beti, a Manig Ua Yoresh. He said, even though you promised me you're going to give me kids, probably you're going to give me kids at old age. And after Abraham is going to die, his son's going to be too young, and there's no one to take care of his money except his servant. Again, about his money. Until Hashem told him, don't worry, Abraham. Lo yirashecha zeh, ki im asher yetzim me'echa. Ki haben yitzlach ben hagat hamamamun b'chayecha. Until Hashem told him, don't worry, Abraham, I'm going to bless you with a child, and your son's going to take care of your money after you die. Chaura, hafle vafele, what's going on over here? Abraham was so much concerned about his money. Who's going to take care of my money? What's going on over here? Ella, Abraham, he knew the power of the money, how much money have effect on people. People, they're willing to sell whatever they have to get some money. People, they're willing to lie, willing to do Abira to get some money. Is it worth it, that Abira? People, they don't think. Hakesef, ashohadi Abira and Hakim. When people, they see money, they don't see anything else. That's what's going on in the world. That's what you see what happened to Lot. Because of some money that he sold in Sodom, Yifshar lo be Abraham ve lo be Elohav. They don't know Kadosh Baruch Hu anymore. That you see also Ba'avonot HaRabim, you see also how many people in business, because they want to make a few dollars more, they lie to the customers, they trick the customers, they do a lot of things for what? For some money. Let's take a look what the money could do to the person. So that's what Abraham Avinu, he was scared. What's going to be with the money? He's going to leave all the money. The money is going to cause all the people, Chas v'shalom, v'ram l'babicha v'shachachta, et Hashem elokecha, Chas v'shalom. They're not going to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu anymore. Until Hashem told them, don't worry, your son's going to take care of it. There's also beautiful Kli Yakar. He tells us in Parashat Chayei Sara that you see when Eliezer, he went to find a wife for Yitzhak, also he checked Rivka, only with Gemilut Hasadim. Also says Debarim, Debarav Kilorin La'inayim Lakdi Akar over there, it tells us in Perek Kavdalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Parashat Hayesara, said Pirash Rashi, Ota Ochachta La'abdecha Le'ishak, Shetiyeh Re'uyahi, Shetiyeh Gomelet Hasadim. He says here the Kli Akar, Samach Pirasha Zul Parashat Afron Ahati, Ki Gam Hu Hayam Zera Kina'an, Ve'afron Haya Ra'ayin. Again, we see that Ephron, he was running after money. Ki akesef ya'id, ki akesef ya'anev ya'id ala kol. So the money could tell a lot about the person. V'chol adam nekar b'kiso, imzach v'yashar pa'olo. Hakim tell us the Gemara in Baba Metzia, the Gemara says, he could tell the person who is really is with three things. How? B'kiso, b'koso, u'b'kaso. He could tell who's the person, is he good guy or not good guy? How could you tell? Not when he's talking to you normal. That's probably is showing off. You could tell when you see him at the time that he's angry, how's he behaving? Now you could tell exactly who that person really is. Or either if at the time that he's angry, or at the time that he gets drunk, after he gets drunk, then you see who really is. Or Bekiso, when he touches money. Try to touch his money, and then he's going to see exactly who's that person. That's what he says. Hakesef ya'aneh v'ya'id ala kol. Ve'en lecha matzref v'kura b'china ala adam kim hakesef v'zahab. So the only way to check the person out is try to touch his money. Then he's going to see if he's really a good guy or not. V'chin amar shelmo ha'melech, matzref lekesef v'kur lezahab ki arose litzaref ha'adam v'lebchon oto yelech el hakesef v'yireh matibo. וכן קור לבחין בו את האדם, ילך לזהב, ויראה איך האדם מתנהג בו. כי אם יעמוד בסקתו בעסק ממון, בכל תושייה יתגלה, כי שלם הוא, וכן להפך. יום כאן למד אל העזר שלא בדק תרבקה, כי אם במדה זו, של גמלות חסדים. That's what he told us here, beautiful words, that he says, a clear car, the only way to check the person out, you see how is he behaving with his money. Is he because of some money? He does abirot because of some money he lies, because of some money he tricks people. That's what here that's so important. You see what happened here. Because of some money, as I said, Lot, he went all the way to the other extreme. Eve shared, he left the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he left Abraham, he left such a big tzaddik. left Abraham, he left the Kadosh Baruch Hu because he saw someone in Sodom. But Abraham Abinu, even though Hashem blessed him, Abraham kaved meod b'makneh, b'kesef, b'zahav, b'chol zot, Abraham Abinu, v'yelech l'masahav to the same exact place than the first time, v'yikra sham Abraham b'shem Hashem. He was calling out other people to bring them tachat kanfei Shekhinah and to explain to them the idea of the money, what the person should do with the money. He shouldn't let the money drag him against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chas v'Shalom, but rather the money should try to help him to serve the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The person could do a lot with the money. Could do a lot of mitzvot. Could do a lot of gemilut chasadim with the money. There's the, you could do the good, you could do bad, but you have to know where to draw the line. Therefore, here that the lesson that we have from this week's parasha, all of us, we are the sons of Abraham Avinu. We are the sons of Abraham Avinu. We have to learn from him that we are the student of Abraham Avinu. Habitu al Abraham Abichem ve'etzarat echoledchem. Abraham, the pasuk said, Abraham is our father. Habitu al Abraham Abichem. So if that's the case, all of us, we have to learn from Abraham Avinu. And we have to see what to do with the money. We shouldn't let the money to drag us, Chas v'Shalom, away from serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, but rather we should take the money, and with this money we should serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we should then again get all the brachot. Hashem should help all of us by Ezer Shem Tbarach. We should always follow the ways of Abraham Abinu, and with this way, we're going to be zoche that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to send us all the brachot, ve'abarecha, ve'agadila shemicha, ve'hi beracha. Hashem should give us only beracha ve'Ezer Shem, ve'nezker ledvarim atobim, amen ve'amen. רבי חננה מנחשי אומר, הרסה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל לפיכך, הרבה לאינטרנט זאת שנאמר.